All right. The producer said they wanted to get some shots of us through the window. So, come here. Let's give them a show, shall we? Actually, you know what? Screw production. I have been waiting for this since we met on the first night. For 7 whole weeks, I had to listen to them tell me all the reasons I couldn't just spend every day alone with you. I'm not wasting any more time. I'm just going to reach behind you and grab this mic back. Let's turn this off. Unclip that from the front of your shirt for me, will you? Good boy. Here, I'll take mine off too. Ah, you know, I thought I knew what I was getting into when I agreed to do this show, but I had no idea. I haven't had a second to myself since filming started. Well, don't get me wrong, I've enjoyed it. Meeting 25 hot guys, traveling around the world, going on amazing dates, and, well, of course, spending time with you. It's been worth the trade-off. But still, 7 weeks of having my every move filmed, being constantly surrounded by an army of producers, it would drive any sane woman wild. And I am not a sane woman. Oh, you only think I'm sane because you spent a total of maybe 10 hours with me since we've met. And we've never been truly alone before. And now that you've got me all to yourself, you are going to find out just how wild I can get. But before we get to that, and as much as I love the way you look in that suit, I'm sure you're ready to change out into something more comfortable, aren't you? And me, I'm dying to slip off these stilettos. So, let's go change before we talk. Oh, wow. I did not realize how nice this room was. I guess they don't call it the fantasy suite for nothing, huh? Look at this bed. It's massive. Ooh, and it's plush, too. Come see for yourself. Oh, stop making that face. I promise I'm not going to jump your bones if you sit on the bed with me. This is our first chance we've had to talk without the cameras around the mic on, and I want to take full advantage of that. But first, I want to make sure you're comfortable. So, take off your jacket and sit on the bed. Now. See, you already look more relaxed. That wasn't so hard, was it? God, I still can't believe any of this is really happening. I keep feeling like at some point I'm going to wake up in my bed at home and realize this was all just some elaborate dream. But honestly, the only time any of this has felt real have been the times I'm with you. It's true. That first night, I was on autopilot. Just following directions and the producers and trying my best not to forget anyone's name. I mean, most of the other boys looked alike to me, to be honest. But the next day, I took you on our first one-on-one date. And all day, I kept trying to kiss you. But every time I leaned in, you would look away, all bashful. So, after dinner, as we were leaving, I told you to look at me, and I finally kissed you. And I could feel you holding yourself back from me. So I grabbed your hair and pulled you closer. and your entire body relaxed against me the second I took over. I'll never forget it. The producers kept clearing their throats trying to get our attention, but I didn't want to stop. So I pulled you into that back alley where the cameras couldn't find us and pinned you up against the wall. And when you realized how badly I wanted you, the look in your eyes changed. And suddenly, everything felt real to me again. I want you to know, no matter what happens, that one memory alone makes this entire experience worth it. Oh, you're twisting your hands. I've noticed you do that during elimination ceremonies. Is it a nervous habit? I thought so. Well, just so we're clear, you never needed to be nervous during those eliminations. I've never thought about sending you on your way, and you don't need to be nervous now. So, let's give your hands something to do. Take off my high heels for me. And in honor of that little memory I just shared, look at me while you do it. Good boy. Now, the other one. Well, thank you. Now, how about you roll down my thigh highs? They might look good, but I am ready to set my legs free. Very nice. And now, the left one. Thank you. So, I know we've talked about how important sexual chemistry is to both of us, but I wouldn't want you to feel pressure to do anything tonight. I would be more than happy to stay up all night just talking about... Oh, you'd rather have sex? Well, good, thank God. Because I'm pretty sure trying to resist you all night would have driven me truly crazy. But seriously, is there anything we haven't discussed that you'd like to talk about? Any questions you weren't comfortable asking in front of the cameras and the producers? Really? Nothing at all? Well, I have something I'd like to discuss. Hang on. I want to take off my dress, too. Maybe, if I let you objectify me a little, you'll be more open to what I'm about to say. Oh, I don't think I'll ever get used to the way you look at me. But remember, my eyes are up here. That's better, sweetheart. Now, I have a confession to make. I did not exactly come on this show to find a husband. I don't mean I did this to get famous or to help my career or anything like that. I swear I'm here for the right reasons. I came on this show to find the person I want to spend my life with. And I believe I have found him. However, it's not that simple for me. I'm also looking for someone who would be more than just my hubby. And I'm hoping the boy I've found would also be open to being, well, my little one or my submissive. I'm hoping you would be my submissive. Why are you looking at me like that? Look, I know how it sounds, okay? But I'm not saying I want you to quit your job and just follow me around all day like a puppy dog, catering to my every whim. Though, if you wanted to do that, I won't say no. It's just that I know myself, and I know how I operate. I don't want to get into a serious relationship with you if we're not sexually compatible, because it would just be too difficult when it doesn't work out. But somehow, I'm pretty sure we are sexually compatible. Here's the thing. I am hardwired to be dominant, and I've come to believe that you are hardwired to be submissive. Oh, no, no, don't try to argue with me. I've been paying very close attention to you. Your body language changes completely when I give you the softest of commands. You melt when I take control while we're kissing. Your eyes lit up that time I pinned you against the wall. Look, if I'm wrong, that's fine. You and I can part as friends when this is all over. I wouldn't be the first woman who didn't get engaged at the end of this, and I'm prepared for that. No, I'm not going to propose to either of the guys still left standing. I'm not supposed to tell you this, but I've already had my other two overnight dates, and I didn't sleep with either one of them. Nope, I don't want anyone else. It's been you from the very beginning. And if I'm right, we are compatible. Sexually, that is. I fully intend to put a ring on your finger and a collar around your neck. Oh, sorry. Was that too much? Too soon? I know it's a lot to lay on you all at once, but... No. Shh. I don't want you to answer me. Not yet. Not until you've at least given me the chance to show you what I mean. So, will you try this with me? Wait, you will? Well, I was expecting a little bit more of a fight, but... No, this is good. Very good. Oh, well, I had this whole speech planned out for when you agreed, but now that this is actually happening, I can't even remember what I was going to say. Oh, right, a safe word. Okay, so we won't need an actual word for this. If you start to feel overwhelmed, or if you don't like what I'm doing, or if you just want me to stop for any reason at all you have to do is tell me. The moment you say no, I will stop, and we can talk about how you feel. Does that sound okay? Good. All right, what else was there? Oh, I should probably warn you. I've been thinking about this since the moment we met, and I'm going to try my best to go slow. But it's been a long 2 months for me, and I'm not sure how long I'll be able to control myself with you. So, little word of warning, things might get a little rough. Do you think you can handle that? Ah, you like rough? Well, not to scare you off or anything, but... Based on the way you say that, now I really need to know. How do you feel about breath play? Oh, you know, a hand on your throat kind of thing? Oh, hell yes. Well, thank God I asked. This is going to be a great night for you. Phew, all right, well, let me just... Ready? Good. Stand up. Come closer. Yes, get between my thighs. Turn around and face away from me. Good boy. I'm going to double up my thigh highs here and use them to blindfold you. Yes, nod if that's okay. I'm just going to knot them behind your head. There. Ah, thank you, sweetheart. Do you like the scent of my skin right next to your nose? Well, for the rest of the night, I don't want you to think about anything. Just feel. Can you do that? Well, I appreciate the nodding, but that was a direct question. Go ahead and answer. Oh, damn. I do like hearing you say yes to me. Now, feel the texture of the nylons on your eyes. Feel my fingertips brushing your hair out of the way. Feel my breath on the back of your neck as I reach around and unbutton your shirt. There, that's the last one. Then, shrug it off you and let it fall to the floor. Now, you are going to lean back against me. Yes, just like that. Do you like the feeling of my lace bra and panties against your back? Feel my pillowy chest rise and fall against your back as I reach down farther and undo your belt. Sweetie, you make the cutest sounds when you're turned on. I'm going to discover every single sound you make tonight. Yes, lay your head on my shoulder and focus on the sensation of my hand unzipping your trousers, then sliding that hand under the waistband of your boxers, and finally inside them. You're already getting hard for me. And what do I feel here? Already creaming pre-cum. Well, thank God, because I'm definitely hot for you. Can you feel it? The heat of my pussy on your low back? Grind your ass against me as I lightly stroke the head of your cock. Oh, no. Don't try to hold back your moans. I told you, I want to hear it all. Be loud for me, sweet boy. That's it. Now, stop. Don't whine. I need you to be still for me, because I'm going to bring my other hand up. Remember, don't think. Just feel. Feel my hand rest against your throat as the fingers of the other hand begin to stroke you. Fuck, you are rock hard already. Focus on my hands. Think about everything else you want them to do to you. Anticipate the feeling of my hand closing around your throat and the other hand speeding up. Tell me, is this what you want? Do you want me to choke you just a little while I milk this sweet cock of yours? Answer me. Good boy. Well, as long as you play by my rules, you'll get everything you want. Oh, fuck. Your cock flexes at the slightest pressure on your throat. We're going to have so much fun with that later. But now, I need to know. Do you want to come in my hand? Or would you prefer if your first orgasm of the night was in my pussy? That was not a yes or no question. You're going to have to tell me exactly what you want. I need to hear you say it. Wait, hang on. Did you just call me Miss? That's what you were trying to tell me earlier? I kept cutting you off because I thought you were trying to argue with me. Not tell me you know you're submissive. Hang on, are you saying you have experience with this already? How much experience? Oh, good bit of experience, huh? All right, well, that's it. Stand up. I'm going to move in front of you and pull my panties to the side. And you are going to lose a blindfold. Take off your trousers and lie back on the bed. This entire time I've been trying to control myself, ease you into the idea of submission. But now, oh, sweetheart, all bets are off. I have imagined crawling on top of you like this so many times. But those fantasies could never measure up to the real thing. Oh, you look so tasty underneath me. Give me your hands. If I had known better, I would have found a way to sneak some ropes past the producers. But I can control you just as well by interlacing our fingers, like this, pinning your hands with mine over this padded headboard, like so. See, I don't need binds to hold you still for me. Oh, no, 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 don't close your eyes. I told you to take the blindfold off because you are going to keep eye contact with me while I grind on your face. I want to see the look in your eyes. Ah, yes, as I finally sink my pussy over your cute mouth. Ah, fuck. Your lips and tongue feel amazing. Oh, I saw the look in your eyes when you realized how badly I wanted you. And now, I'm going to see that same look when you realize you are mine. You've been mine from the very beginning. The night of our first date, after we kissed, I told the producers I was done. I wanted to take you home right then, but apparently that would have been a breach of contract. So for weeks now, I've had to go on other dates, spend time with other guys, pretend I didn't already know. You are the only boy for me. I just knew you were submissive. I doubted myself because I couldn't believe I would get this lucky. But, you know, I was right. In a week, in front of all those cameras, I am going to propose to you, and you are going to say yes. You are going to be my husband, my sub. And tonight, you are going to come with me. I'm going to ride your face until you make me come. And then, I'll slide down your body, marking you, and ride your good boy cock until you come. I have thought about this so much, pictured it in my mind so many times. Oh, yes. Well, keep your eyes trained on mine. Yes, yes, keep going with your mouth. Very close. Yeah, I'm coming. Yes. Oh, keep your eyes open. Yes. Oh, that was very good. I was right about you. You do love to worship. And now, it's your turn. I'm going to finish making you mine, my betrothed. I'll slide myself down your body. Smear my wetness all down your chest and your belly. And then, slowly, lower my pussy onto this cock. Ah, feel how I'm still dripping from your slobber and my own juices. And here, I'll keep hold of both your wrists with one hand. Bring the other one down to your neck. Wrap it right over your throat. Ah, fuck. The way you flex inside me when I choke you. Here, do it again. Ah. I love it. Oh, what a good fucking boy you are. That's right. I don't have to pretend to be gentle with you anymore, do I? You don't want gentle, do you? No, you want it rough. And I'm going to be very rough with you. All fucking night. I'll give you exactly what you have been craving. And you are going to come for me because you are mine. Yes, eyes will moan for me. Fuck. Shout. Scream, whimper, I don't give a shit. The producers can hear you. They already know you're mine. And soon, everyone else who watches this show will know it too. Fuck. You, I'm going to wear my ring. Wear my collar. Tell me every single day that you are mine. Say yes to me. I want to hear you say it. Ah, fuck yes, I love hearing you say yes to me. And say it again. Oh, again. That's right. You are mine. Oh yes, come for me, sweetheart. Yes. Oh, he's gasping for breath. Oh, good boy. Oh, that's it. Oh, yes. Oh yes, fuck your hips. Very good. Oh, so very good. Oh, well, so, well, that happened. I have so many questions for you, but I'm trying to give myself time to let the blood go back to my brain, you know, which is overwhelming. Ah, yes. Oh, I may have come on a little strong there towards the end. Ah, sorry, I'm not going to hold you to that, yes. Oh, if you don't want to accept my proposal after all is said and done, that's cool. I'll understand. Like I said, I wouldn't be the first woman who doesn't get engaged. So, Okay, well, silence was not the answer I was hoping for. You want to surprise me? What does that mean? Seriously? You want to keep me in suspense because you think it'll make for better programming? Oh, I get it now. On top of it all, you're a brat too, aren't you? No, wait. On second thought, don't tell me. We've got 12 whole hours until the cameras come back. And even if you won't want to accept my proposal, which is understandable because by real-world standards, we barely know each other. But you are going to accept my collar. So, I plan to spend the rest of the night figuring out exactly what kind of submissive you are. And once I've figured you out, I'm going to spend the next week planning exactly how to punish you for keeping me in suspense. Oh, no, no. Don't try to answer now. It's too late for that. Now, let's find out how you feel about spanking and a few other things.